You don't have to get nasty, sir. You don't have to get snippy with me.
Sorry, I'm not nasty. I'm just speaking normally.
You're a little effluent, I guess. You have a, you know.
This might be a prank call, right? I know it's a prank call, so just go to hell. Bye.
Wow.
What's the number?
You need to call and cancel. It's the phone, the main, you dial zero.
Nah, but what's the number to call to this company to cancel?
It's, I think it's 611 you dial on the phone. That's all I know.
611.
Yeah, you need to cancel because he's going to come out. They said $35 to $135, depending if they have to replace a line or not.
What?
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
Ladies and gentlemen, right now we'd like to get ready to introduce the star of our show. The young man you've all been waiting for, Mr. Soul. So what do you say, let's all get together and welcome him to the stand with a great big hand.
Good evening, everybody. Madhouse Radio coming back on the air finally, a little late, but we're back. Just coming back. Hope you're all having a good night. I'm certainly having a good night. Phones are ringing already. That's always fun, isn't it?
Yeah, look at that. Mr. Popular.
Mr. Popular. Hey everybody, Carlito here behind the mic. I'm here with Tuck, as you can hear him whiling away over there. Big Tuck, how you doing, man? TuckerMike.com. Milkman is not here yet.
I'm doing all right, brother.
Kokanee's also around, I understand. Hey, Kokanee, if you're audible, make yourself audited. Audit yourself, please. Guess not. All right, well.
You have been audited.
You've been audited by the IRS. Watch out, bro. You've got an audit. If you want to reach me here tonight, you can. My toll-free line will be open a little later. That toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Once again, 1-888-278-8509. You can reach me, Carlito. The dark hitman of prank calls. Big announcement here. Lonesome Loser's in the house this week. Good to see him. My road dog, Lonesome Loser. My mainstay. The dark hitman of prank call and confirmation. He's in the house. I want to say what's up to everybody hanging out over in the syndicate, syndicateradio.tv. What's up, ladies? Of course, everybody over here over at madhouselive.com. A lot of people showing up. Hollywood Vanya's just checking in. Nunu. The Quackmaster. Evil Artie's out there. Looking good, Evil Artie. Good to see you. Good to see you, big guy. Mikey129, who's actually really good at the Madhouse trivia. Not the trivia, but the references. He's just really, really good at that, that crazy guy. Good to see you there, buddy. Thanks for joining in. No, seriously, yeah, like we'll be doing a prank call or something. He'll refer to something like off the wall. Like, wow, I remember that from like 2 years ago. This guy just pulls it out. He's a Madhouse student of the Madhouse.
Is this guy under a different name?
I don't know, Mikey123. I don't know. Maybe it's somebody else. Maybe it's Milkman in disguise. I want to apologize for being late to everybody on Syndicate. The reason I was late because I continue having problems with the stupid audio, man, with the feeds. I think I found a way around it, so I'm gonna, you know, try to work on that. So I'm not late.
Are you like holding wires in a certain place? And you have your feet in a certain position?
No, it's this little fine tuning and this and that.
If you move, it's all fucked, I get.
Yeah. Learn how to work, kid. Says that's bullshit, Carlito. We want static. Well, see, if you guys want static, I can gladly oblige. That's his buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll call Milkman in a little bit here. Spinnaker says no, with many O's. Multiple O's from Spinnaker. Okay, you got it, man. We won't do that. Dino's in the house. Dolaf. John Ricca, the tall glass of water. The official tall glass of water. Sidekick Chuck is in the house. As I said before, I already mentioned it. Spindicate Zolar, host of the Zolar Party Nation. And as I said before, he'll be on later on. Later on in the week. I need to take this phone call here. So if you folks can give me just a moment, let me find something to play here. I apologize to take a break so quickly, but you know what? It's just, it must be done. It has to be done.
Mr. Busy Man.
You know, I got to. I got to. I don't know what this is. This one is called Granny Webcam. I don't know what it is. We'll play it. Shut up, Milkman. You're late, as usual.
Hi, how you doing, lady?
Good.
This is Jack Valente.
Doug, what's
I'm
up, my brother?
Apparently, my mother-in-law is over there, and she's slouching seriously. We're watching her. Could you please tell her not to slouch anymore because of her osteoporosis? And the doctor says she's not supposed to be slouching in the chair anymore.
Oh, are you talking about with...
She's in the common area, and we put her in, and they told us that we were allowed to, you know, watch her, make sure she was okay. And, you know, we're seeing her, the grandkids are here, and we're watching her, but she's slouching again. So I need you, can you please tell the old lady, the you know, my mother-in-law, to please don't slouch.
I'm sorry, Amanda, who's your mother-in-law?
She's the lady over there in the wheelchair in between the two tables, and she's slouching, and I really need you to ask her...
Oh, is that, Emma?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Annie?
Annie.
Yeah.
Can you please tell her, can you put her on the phone, please?
Put her on the phone?
If you can, or just tell her not to slouch anymore, if you could, please.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, we'll be right here waiting.
Yeah, I always say that to her every time I get her on the dining room.
Uh-huh. All right. Well,
so, okay then.
No, please, I need to talk to her.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Here she is.
Okay.
Somebody wants to talk to you.
There she is.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing? Hi.
What's that?
It's me. Hey, it's been a while since we talked to you, but why are you shouldn't be slouching so much? Remember, you're not supposed to slouch in the wheelchair. Why?
Your voice is so small, I can't hear.
Can you stop slouching in the wheelchair, please, because it's bad for your back? Would you mind not doing...
I cannot hear you.
You look very lazy in the wheelchair, and
I cannot hear you.
You look lazy! No slouching! Don't slouch.
Huh?
No slouch.
No.
Do you know what you're doing? Don't look down. Look up. Always look up. Keep looking up and never look down. Never look back. These are the greatest days of your life.
Use the megaphone there, Mono. Use that megaphone.
I broke the megaphone. Did you hear I broke the megaphone? I got mad on Thursday and I broke the megaphone on the table. Did you hear about that?
No, but I think you're having connection problems.
You didn't know? What would you, I got angry and I broke something. What do you recommend I do when I get angry so I don't break things?
Get some stick on his head.
Do you believe that I should maybe channel my anger into stuff like punching drywall or stuff? I mean, would you recommend that? Or what did you used to do when you get angry?
Shut up. Fuck you. I hate that guy who does prank calls. It's so immature and stupid. My back is killing me. I'm sorry about that, folks. Just had to take a quick respite, but I'm back. Speaking of backs, my lower back is killing me. It hasn't hurt like this in several years. I suffer from tension myositis syndrome, also known as TMS. And I am going through a very stressful part of my life right now, so that's probably the reason why it's happening right now. But, yeah, my lower back is killing me, so I am about to take something for that.
I think mine is because I was taking boxes up to my attic.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, Evil RD PMS. You're very smart.
What mine is RD.
Evil RD talking to me that his woman, or some woman that he's talking to, is telling him what to do. And he asked me what he should do, and I said, you know what, you tell her you shut the fuck up.
Huh?
Because I'm a man. You tell them you're the man, and if you don't know how to carry a conversation, you just don't know how to carry a conversation. What the hell's her problem? Who does she think she is? What is she breaking your balls for? You got to be a man, Evil Artie. You got to, you know, hell no. Women telling you can't do this, you can't do that. and trying to change you. Don't let woman know. No woman change you. You change a woman. You make her change. Submit her. You change her physically, too, you know? You open her up a little bit. Use certain things to open her up. Talk, you know what I'm talking about. Use a knuckle fist. You see that Madhouse logo that's up right now? That Madhouse logo, that's Tuck's knuckle fist. He gives that to women. He puts it in women.
Right.
Yeah. Now it's not.
Indeed.
And there's a woman right there, Carlito, with long hair. Hey now. Alright, so didn't Liam Neeson's wife die? Didn't she get hit in a ski trip? I've never gone skiing, but I know that's one thing that me as a Puerto Rican will never do. I don't see the benefit of getting at the top of a mountain and going down very fast a mountain. How was that fun? I don't know. I don't understand how that would seem very annoying to me to be skiing. I really don't think. And yeah, another sin is she did. Yes, you're right. She did refuse medical help. She turned away medical help. You know, and that's true. When you get into an accident and when it's like that, it's so benign. You're always like, oh, I'm okay, please, you know, no. No paramedics, no, don't call, I don't have to go to the hospital. This is one of those cases where maybe had she gone to the hospital, maybe had she gotten looked at. I don't know, though. It wasn't some kind of weird, rare kind of blood hemorrhaging or something like that she got? Some kind of weird, like it hit at the right spot that it could have done what it did to her? I overheard that. Sorry, I'm drinking Kool-Aid over here. Week number 2 of my diet, I'm doing pretty good. I do take Fridays as an open day. And that's why usually here at midnight I eat a sandwich. And I keep that tradition because technically that's Friday. And then I go ahead and...
Well, there you go.
I go out to lunch. I go out for a nice lunch on my my lunch break. I get a whole hour on Fridays. Because the
it burned a fire red.
That's right. Milkman, oh, I had something to tell you. Guess what? I finally figured out. I've asked so many times in the air here to you people.
Accept this on the G Talk.
You people.
Go ahead with your question.
Listen,
sir?
Milkman, you people, all of you listening out there, jerks, that I asked so many times, what's Milkman's ringtone? When you call Milkman, it's got a song. It's a Jimi Hendrix song. Somebody tell me what it is. I want it. No one ever said. Milkman never said. You know how I finally found out? Because today on Howard Stern, they were playing Jimi Hendrix songs, and it said, yeah, you know that one song that he did? It's good. You know? And they played it. I was like, that's goddamn, that's the song. Finally. I don't know why you jerk-offs never wanted to tell me. I'd always ask, and no one ever says. I had to hear, I think, what's it called, Little Wing? Is that what it is? Is it Little Wing? Is that what it is?
That's right, Little Wing, the studio cut. Like what you hear is the intro of it.
And you're a jerk-off because you would never tell me. I said, what song is that? Just tell me which one of his songs that is. Oh, you're going to have to find out for the listeners.
I thought you was joking. I just thought you really knew, man.
No. You're like, oh, man, you're going to have to find out. You don't say it. Oh, man. I'm like, come on, just tell me. No. So... I finally figured it out. Haha, take that. Gold star for me. Not really.
All right. Hey, I got a gold star for you if you accept in your G-Talk.
I got a punch right for your mouth. Milkman, where's your G-Talk at? I don't see it. You're not coming through the G-Talk. What's this? You're sending an MP3. Is it music or is it a prank call?
It's a prank call.
Okay, good deal.
It's a surprise from the Madhouse. For our dedicated, loving listeners out there, man. And Hermanito, I'm going to let you reveal the call once you play it, man. This is a special call.
It better not suck, Milkman. Seriously, it better not suck. I'm going to be so pissed off.
Milkman, did you do it?
It's going to be Milkman like, yeah.
I am not going to reveal my sources at the moment, Tug. We will let the guests, listeners out there decide who made the call and what they think of it.
Well, it'll be pretty obvious when we hear it, if you're not.
Is it from the arm?
I am a man of a thousand voices, Tug. You know that?
Well, yeah, the same old man voice and the milkman voice. We haven't heard from the arm. our secret source, the arm, we have not heard from in so long.
I'll never know the difference then. Well, you got me there.
Maybe it's the arm. No one knows who the arm is. The arm is the Madhouse secret source. We always used to get drops all the time on secret shit, secret audio, secret news, in the prank call community.
Yeah.
haven't heard from the arm, disappeared in the thin air, vanished.
Hey, I think he was working with Deep Throat, man, and he's doing a new installment up here in Irvine.
Oh, shit. Nina says that the stream says it's the July 31st episode. I don't understand why. Why would it do that? Shouldn't be saying that. Should be saying that it's a live episode. I'll try to fix it. Thank you, Nunu. All right, so Lonesome Loser is checking in. As I said, he's got a number here for the Maharani restaurant.
You know, Jummer, you judge that.
Maharani Indian restaurant. We have news stories here from Kokanee as well that I'm promising to get into. First of all, I wanted to mention this. This is bullshit right here.
Awesome.
I wanted to say this right here. Laura Lanes. Laura Lanes, she made a mistake. She was a police dispatcher in Chicago, that hell of a town. And she told some of her coworkers that she bought her aunt some weed because she was not eating. She's diabetic, and she needed to eat. I guess she wasn't eating. Her sugar was too low. She was whittling away to nothing, it says here. So she bought her some, you know, marijuana to help her eat. And she told a coworker or two at work, and you know, she's a police dispatcher, so she got fired just for that. And the age-old debate goes, should it be legalized?
Of course.
Is it bullshit? Had it been in California, she would not have gotten in trouble, perhaps, because the aunt could have had a prescription for the stuff, maybe.
Uh-huh. Weed, baby, weed.
I really don't think it's going to be legalized
in
my
lifetime. These guys are finally getting smart. I think they're going to try and legalize it here, dude.
Nah.
And tax the fuck out of it.
Nah, it'll never. I mean, when I'm 80, I think Milkman, you'll be dead. I'll be, me and Tuck will be in our 80s. We'll be a swinging 80s.
Right.
Prime of life, right there.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, they're trying to pass it out here, and these fools will do it. And they have some awesome butt kicking skank out here.
Yeah. So my audio isn't the best right now. I'm working on that. I don't understand what's going on with the. Is it loud again? Hang on.
It don't sound that bad.
Yeah, I'm trying to stabilize it a little bit. It's been kind of spotty.
You know what? Don't fuck with it. It's sounding as good as it's going to sound.
Okay, good. Well, we'll fuck with it, sir.
It's just a little high on the level. That's what it is. I just checked the audio stream. Where we adjusted it last time, it's just a bit high.
All right, well, I'm working on it. All right, thanks. And Czar says, spotty like a period. Very good. Thank you. Much appreciated. All right, let's move into gear here. At least, you know, normally we're not starting until this time. At least this time around, we're, you know, it's 10:36 and we're at least into the game at this point. So that was a news story there from Kokanee. I have many more that I can share with you guys. We have a prank call request.
Man, our court reporter right here.
The court reporter. Right on, all right.
Compliments of Kokanee.
Let's call the Maharani restaurant, everybody. Be right back with that. First prank call of the night. First of many, I hope.
Hello, Maharani restaurant. Can I help you?
Yes, hello. Lakbar, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
That's super. Do you guys do sandwiches or anything there where you put meats together with breads?
We don't do sandwiches. It's mostly like curries and naans.
Koreans.
And tandoori dishes and stuff.
Korean dishes? That's nice. Okay, you got kimchi?
No, Korean. I mean, like, this is with curry.
From Korea.
Like, chicken tikka masala and stuff.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Put me down for those chicken masala.
Okay, sure. Do you want to make a reservation or something?
No, I'm going to take, do you guys do takeout there?
Yeah, we do.
All right, put me down for chicken masala.
Chicken tikka masala?
Chicken marsala, yeah.
Okay.
Pola Rosa Maria.
Pardon me?
Pola Rosa Maria.
Sorry, I didn't get you. Say that again?
Listen, man. I am personal friends with John Carrabba, so you take down my order.
I can't understand what you're trying to say, I asked you to
repeat
it again.
You don't have to get nasty, sir. You don't have to get snippy with me.
Sorry, I'm not nasty. I'm just speaking normally.
You're a little effluent, I guess. You have a, you know... Like, you think you're over me.
This might be a prank call, right? I know it's a prank call, so just go to hell. Bye.
Wow.
That's really fucked up, you know.
Wow.
What if it was a prank call? I mean, how does
is
that fair to me?
Any happy meat for us, Hermanito?
Jeez, well, that's really rude. Someone said, "Oh, this is a prank call, so go to hell."
You would
big, thick, happy meat.
Fucking ass. That's very rude and disrespectful to say that to somebody.
Where's our happy meat?
Why would you say that to somebody? Go to hell.
You, me, you, together, big, thick, happy meat. You have
31 minutes. I'm going to call him back and explain that to him.
Good evening, Marty Rush. How may I help you?
You know, sir, it was a prank call, and I don't think it's necessary for you to hang up the phone on me like that and tell me to go to hell and say curse words to me, because I didn't curse at you the whole conversation, did I? Did I curse at you the whole conversation? Is that what I deserve? Is that the type of respect that you people have for us here?
I just picked up the phone.
Well, you know, Jesus said, God damn the fig tree. And that's exactly the situation, just like that man, the way he told me to go to hell. Who was that gentleman who was talking to me earlier who told me to go to hell? What's his name?
Oh, you say this was a prank call?
No, he accused me of making a prank call and told me to go to hell. When he hung up the phone. Give me a second now, I'll get a response. Yeah, apparently the Indian community knows that we're on YouTube also. I don't know if you guys heard about that one. That was last week. Last week's exciting episode. This is taking too long!
Did you look at that site I sent you the link to?
Nope. I am looking at shit.
Damn it, boy.
Sidekick Chuck on later tonight. Let us know. Hello.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Who is this?
Well, I called in to make a complaint. Someone hung up on the phone on me when I was trying to make an order and told me to go to hell and accused me.
Okay, what I was, you were kind of harassing him on the telephone.
No, I was making an order, and I kept asking for the chicken dish, and he kept telling me to repeat myself. And at the end, he said, oh, this is obviously some type of call. And he said, go to hell, and he hung up the phone. And I think he said when he was hanging up the phone, I heard him say something that sounded a little racial, to be honest with you. And
what did he say that was racial?
He said the S word, and I just want him to know that I'm not, you know, I'm Polish American. I don't speak like that over the phone, sir. I don't use that type of language.
What was the S word?
I don't say words like hell, and I don't say words like the racist S word.
I know, but you said he said something racist. What was the racist word?
Do you get off on hearing racist words on the phone? Is that
no,
what,
I didn't
do you
know.
Like to,
I,
do
guess
you,
I don't know what
because
a
you say
word,
you,
what S word is
because you say the S word like in your normal conversation. You enjoy listening.
Well, what's the word that you? What do you say?
I don't say it's a four letter word that starts with S, and it doesn't mean you know cocky. It's the racist word for Hispanics, is what it is. Is what he said. Do you need to hear it?
Say you were Polish.
Spick. Is that what you want me to say? You want me to say a bad word, right? You just.
I thought you said you were Polish.
I am Polish American. He accused me of being a spick. He called me a spick. He said spick. Is that what you wanted to hear? You wanted to hear the S word? There you go. Good. You like it? Does it make you good? Make you feel like a man? You say racist words all the time, right? This is the kind of people that work here.
Okay,
who's the owner of this outfit? Does he know
I'm
that
the owner.
You're the owner? What's your name?
Yeah.
What's your name?
What's your name? You know, actually, why don't you tell me
this is Valente. As a matter of fact, this is Valente. What is your name, please?
Valente?
Valente. What is your name?
Valente.
I said my name is Valente, you horse's ass. Now tell me your fucking name now.
Horse's ass. Yeah.
What's going on in the background over there?
A guy named Valente is very angry.
Please, your last name, sir.
Still there?
Is Banchud there? How many fathers do you have?
I don't know. How many mothers you got?
I have you. You have five fathers. I have only one mother. How many vaginas do you come in out of one time?
Oh,
Because your mother had five penises in her at the same time, didn't she, when you were, like, conceived? So who knows who your father is,
well,
right?
Well, we must be brothers then, huh?
Half-brothers, yeah. Because my father fucked your mother.
Yeah,
it felt good.
So I guess my father must have fucked your mother.
And I got a turn in after that, too, and I was only five years old.
Brothers, then, huh?
I got a turn right on your mother.
It must have been right after we fucked your
and
sister.
Put it right inside your mother, and then your sister was sitting down on your mom's face at the same time. Your sister was sitting down on your mom's face at the same time. She was, like, grinding it in her face because they're lesbians, because your family's lesbians and gays. There you go. You hung up the phone.
Told you I'd win that conversation.
What a funk.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Lesbians and gays.
Hi.
He says the stream is still messed up. Well, I don't know what to tell you, sir. No, that's an old message. Ask people how many men with their father before they were born. I did ask that, Nunu. Good idea.
Hey, hermano. Hermanito.
Yes, milkman. Go ahead.
Hey, can we call your good buddy Jim Nobles tonight? I got a request. Sweet Kisses is listening in, and she asked if we could call him back. And
that guy leaves creepy voicemails whenever I call him, milkman. I'd be more than happy to, because that guy's awesome. You got him, man.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy leaves the creepiest, nastiest, dirtiest voicemails for me. Like, well, I'm watching you. Are you nervous?
Oh, yeah.
Can I help you?
Yes, how are you doing tonight? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, how are you? How are you, sir? How are you?
I'm fine, eh?
Yeah, good. I wanted to make an order.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, what can you recommend?
Hello?
Yes,
please. Is this a takeaway?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. What can you recommend to me?
Recommend to you?
Yeah.
Is this a delivery, sir?
No, I'm going to pick it up. I told you I'm coming to pick it up. What can you recommend from the menu?
What can I recommend from the menu?
Oh, what you can recommend the menu to me, huh? Oh, but.
Who was that?
The arm?
I have no idea who that was, milkman.
Oh my god, dude, that was awesome, man. That was awesome, wasn't it?
It's all right.
Let me give you a little background, okay? A UK information, bod is a term that they use over there from pockies, and it came from originally when they first started driving the buses. They got the ding ding bus, and then bod would be like bud, and the bud is a dick or a cock. So it's like a real derogatory term for cock, for they call for packies, because they go bod.
Okay. Kick ass.
That's hilarious.
You made a big deal that we were going to know who that. I have no idea who the prank caller was, milkman. I don't. Couldn't
you
tell.
You don't know who BenStore.com is?
Never heard of him. Never heard of who?
Oh my god.
Jin who? Never heard of him. I have no idea who Jin Stewart is. Never heard of the guy.
Oh my goodness.
Don't know. Don't go looking for that website, because I've never heard of it. I doubt it exists anymore.
You keep timing me.
Alright, guys. Oh, look, I got a Muhammad Ali shirt. I got it in the mail just the other day. It looks pretty good. I got it for the, you know, for the wedding, and I had the honeymoon and all that. Going to be on a cruise, so I thought I'd get some, update my wardrobe, get something a little more contemporary. And I got the Ali picture, him knocking out Sonny Liston. It looks really nice. Hope you guys enjoy that. Look at him, you little monkeys. Look at him. I can make him dance. Go, Ollie. It's a rope-a-dope. Watch. Rope-a-dope. Anyway. Okay, coming up next, here in the Madhouse Radio Show, we've got Amore Pizza, where a Latina woman answered. And Anchorage Ack. AK. Anchorage.
Ah. Okay, I said Ack on that one.
Eric the Actor. I love that one. It's my favorite one. Gold star for Mikey for finding out that Milkman and Tug were not audible on Syndicate or Mogulus. Thank you very much, Mikey. Gold star. Double gold star. You win the night already, and it's night just started, motherfucker.
Mogulus, I have an echo. Oh, great Mogulus.
I cut your echo off, bitch. You lost your superpowers. Milkman, use your superpowers on Tuck. You have echo and Tuck does not. Good work, Milkman. Oh, wait.
I touch your number.
Touch your number. Oh, man. All right, anyway, seriously, I'm more now. All right, Tuck, while I'm down the number, we got a request for you to say show your titties with your superpowers. Your superpowers are now activated. Go ahead, take it away.
Everybody, Matt Houseman, show your titties.
Damn calls, Alaska, take
forever.
Take forever to connect whenever I try to call you guys, man. Why does it take so long to call you guys? It like takes so long to connect. Have you guys checked your phone lines at all?
It's not a problem. I don't know. Maybe because it's busy and all the line is busy. You
know,
that's why.
Every time I try to call you, every time, it doesn't matter when I call to make order, I call to make order, it takes like 2 to 3 minutes from when I dial the phone for it to start ringing. Every time. It never ends.
Yeah?
Can you please get that checked out? I'm not going to order from you until you fix it. I won't order from you. That's it. I refuse to order. I'm going to take my business away. Go. Can you please check the get the phone company to check your phone line?
Okay.
Can you call right now and then give me the ticket number, put me on hold, and then come back and give me the confirmation number that they give you, and then I'll take care of it from there. Like, if you just tell them what's wrong, because I tried to call them, and they said because since I'm not the customer, I'm not you guys, that I couldn't open up a complaint.
Yeah, I got to tell this to the owner, he got a call because
just call them to say that the phone is down, the phone lines are down. Just tell them, and then give me the case number, the ticket number, and then I'll take care of it for you. Because I tried to, and they said, no, you have to be the customer. We need to talk to the customer. So and they said that anybody working there can call in because it's not a change for the account. It's just you're going to, make a repair request.
Yeah, but what's happened? Because what's happened if you call? You cannot...
It takes a long time. It takes a long time to connect. Whenever I call
you... What number do you call?
The main number there. Let me look at my phone book. Hang on. Let me look. All right, it's the 907.
That's why you got to call.
Well, that's the same thing. Every time I call you, it doesn't matter where I call. And what's the matter with this line? Is it Ford?
Because this one was like a second line, from different place. And this place is now...
Let me tell you something. I already called. I already called the phone company. They're going to send a guy out. You just have to call to give them the case number.
Okay.
They're going to send a guy out. But they're going to charge you if you don't call, is what I'm saying. They said that if they don't get approval, they're going to charge when the technician gets out there. $35 for the visit, for the trip. That's what I'm saying. You need to call the phone company now, tell them that, that to send the person out, that it's okay, that it's broken, because if not, they're going to charge. They're going to charge $35.
Yeah, but I don't know, because like 100 people call here every day, and...
They all complain. They all complain.
And nobody ever complained.
Well, that's how it happens for me. Every time I try to call, and they say that you need to get it fixed.
This is weird. Well, what address are you calling from?
829 South 60th Street. What does it matter?
But you have long distance phone, man.
Well, yeah, this is my cell phone.
It's long distance.
No, no, it's my cell phone.
That's why.
No.
That's why.
But I'm here. I'm here in Anchorage. I'm in town.
Yeah, but he's going from, you know, he's going to the central, you know, the operator from the low 48 and coming back to the Anchorage. That's why it's so long, you know?
No, no. They said...
That's gotta be this. You know?
That's impossible. No way, man. No,
okay,
I was...
Anyway, we gotta check this anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah, you need to check it. Go call. The guy's gonna need to see. He's gonna be there within the next 3 to 5 hours.
No, I cannot call because I'm busy. Now I have busy...
Well, the guy's gonna come and he's gonna charge you $35 to fix a stupid phone unless you call and cancel.
What?
You need to call and cancel.
Order.
Huh?
What's the number?
It's the phone, the main, you dial 0.
Nah, but what's the number to call to this company to cancel?
It's, I think it's 611 you dial on the phone. That's all I know.
611.
Yeah, you need to cancel because he's going to come out. They said $35 to $135, depending if they have to replace a line or not. So I think you know. Well, just
okay,
let him come. Let him come. That's okay. Just let him come. It's okay.
Okay, bye.
All right.
All right, cool. So we'll call him back later as a technician. On his way. I'll get Hollywood or someone else to call. Might be a good idea. We'll give him about 15, 20. He sounds Russian, right? Yeah. Those Russians are invading Alaska through the immigration system. That guy probably just walked right over from Russia. Can't you just walk? Isn't it possible to walk from Russia to Alaska when it's frozen over? I think that's what he probably did. He's a sleeper cell. He's like, oh, no, I'm Polish.
The Native Americans did?
That's what the Asians did. That's what the Eskimos did.
They just walked on over.
Eskimos are like Koreans or something.
Well, whatever they are.
Just something is what it is. All right, guys. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed that prank call. We'll follow up later. If you want to call in, I'm going to go ahead and open the toll-free line just to let you know, FYI. FYTK, which means for you to know. Uh-huh. The toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, our toll-free line here tonight at Madhouse Radio is 1-888-278-8509. Mikey129 confirms it was part of a land bridge when it froze over. See, there you go. So that's how that guy came. He came over in a land bridge. Yeah, my back is killing me, guys. I got a pillow. I'm sitting on a pillow here on my back. It's that bad. I don't know how long. It's very painful. If I could do the show laying down, I'd probably stay on until late tonight, but I'm just not feeling it, man. My back, it's my lower back. It's my coccyx. Like the base of my coccyx where it starts.
You see, you're just wearing your loincloth. Now, Artie over there is wearing his bacon loincloth.
Artie's an asshole. Artie, come over here and fix the mess, the main with the carpet. Come replace the carpet. Czar's correcting our medical correspondent, Czar.
Run doctor over.
Says it's coccyx. Look, man, it's pronounced coccyx, apparently, and that's from our medical correspondent, Czar, the Surgeon General of Madhouse Radio. Thank you. Alrighty then, let's go ahead and activate that toll-free line. You guys can call in whenever you feel like it. Jonathan, I'm sure, will probably be the first one.
Activate.
We're in a very comic booky mood tonight, aren't you, Tuck? My laptop is not with me tonight. My laptop went out today to Dell to be repaired. What do we got, Milkman? What?
We got a guest listener here today. I want to introduce a guest friend of mine. This here's the King B. Hey, King B, say hi, man, to the world, man. Bad out.
Hey, what's up? Buenos dias. Bonjour.
All right, what's up, Frenchie? How you doing, man?
There
good
you
to
go.
Talk. Good deal. That's an awesome voice that you're
man.
Doing there. All right, cool.
From French Guiana, man.
French Guiana. French Guiana? I got you. Guiana. We got that thing here, too, in America. I got you, man. It's all right. Don't worry. We don't prejudice. All right, more numbers to do.
He's a good buddy of mine from St. Croix, man.
Oh, that's great. St. Croix.
It's
from the halfway house. He's going to give Milkman a massage later on, if you know what I mean. Okay, the Homie Inn. The Homie Inn is located in Nebraska, and there's a girl named Nikki with two K's. We'll see about that. Just a moment, folks. Everybody shut the fuck up over there. Right? Everyone listen and be shut up. All you people in Seneca, just shut up right now. I prefer you people shut up. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Shut the hell up.
This is a story.
Shut the fuck up.
You need to shut the fuck up.
Okay, good. I almost forgot to turn the phone on there. Whoops. I can go for some chicken. Hey, guys, do you have an on-call staff for food?
Hello?
Do you have on-call staff for food?
Excuse me?
Do you have on-call staff for food?
Hello?
Yes, do you have on-call staff for food, sir?
We don't serve food.
What do you do there exactly? You just have in?
Bar.
You have any peanuts?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Can I bring in a meal if I went to McDonald's? Is it already eaten there? Do you want something?
No.
I'll bring you something. You want a double McChee? Double McChee with a Whopper sandwich?
Oh, I'm good.
Secret sauce? Spoiled mayonnaise, baby. You guys make dirty Mexicans there? Faggot.
I'm sorry, that's a bad word to say. I don't condone using the F word.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
That was a stupid prank call. That one goes out to Dr. Lego. Speaking of Dr. Lego, here's a hit from 1995. This is Dr. Lego and Making Shit. Enjoy this one, everybody.
This is the supreme sound of shitting. This is the supreme sound of shitting.
That's right, everybody. That's where the show is at tonight. Once again, that's Dr. Lego. He made that track back in 1995, known as the supreme sound of shitting. Hope y'all enjoyed that. Let's go ahead and call Tramps. Tramps is in Oklahoma. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. This is, we're calling Tranks. Thank you.
Man, I wish I had painkillers. Some asshole had to take them all one night.
Tramp!
Jesus Christ, you gotta yell so loud, you fucking asshole? What's your fucking problem?
What?
Well, you gotta fucking yell so loud when you pick up the phone, you stupid shit. Who is this? Oh, fuck you, man.
Fucking pick up the phone like that like a fucking asshole. What's your fucking problem? Fucking yell. You heard him yell? Fucking prick. I'm gonna call him back home another asshole. I don't care if I didn't get the prank. I was a fucking dick ass for picking up the phone and yelling like that stupid shit. Piss me off. I hate when people talk loud on the phone. Fuck you.
Keep on, sir.
Turn that down back there. Quiet is that over there? We'll cut you all off.
We're sorry. You have reached it.
That's man by an asshole who talks too loud. Nick. Nick 5789 is saying, dude, it could be your kidneys if it's your lower back, talking about the pain. That'd be the case, but I actually just had a kidney CT scan. Came back okay finally, and did have my kidneys checked for infections recently, and also had my kidneys checked for function, and they are just fine. I got that done. Now, my mom is another story. Her kidney function is down like 13% or something. She's on dialysis. Isn't good. I wish I was type 1. Nick, I hate to say that. I mean, you want to wish that on anybody, but if I were to be diabetic, I'm a type 2 diabetic. It would be much better if I was type 1, because type 1 just means you're not producing insulin, and you actually have the best outlook right now for a cure. Because it's just a matter of getting your pancreas to create insulin correctly. I've got plenty of insulin, it's just my body as a whole is fucking retarded and doesn't know what to do with it. So, type 1 gets the pump. Yeah, that's right, Zarn, type 1 gets the pump. I found that out the hard way. I was like, oh, I'm going to get the pump. And I did some research on it and said, I'm a type 2 diabetic, it's really not going to do anything for me. This is like putting in a second pancreas, so it doesn't really matter if your body doesn't do shit with your insulin. So whatever, what can you do? There go my plans.
Lay off the sugar, bro.
Fuck that. No, I do. I don't touch sugar. No way, no how, no sir.
You're sweet enough, right?
Yeah. You know, to be honest with you, I don't even like the artificial stuff anymore. I just want to have savory. Salty is fine. Yeah, fuck it. Something's got to give. If I can't have sugar, I'm gonna eat the hell out of some fucking sodium, everybody. All right, I'm just gonna fucking dry myself up. And what else is does sodium give you hypertension? Fuck it, I guess I'll be a hypertension son of a bitch. What else does it do? Does
then
it make your cock fall off
after a long period of time?
Strokes. Okay, that's fine. That's good. That's a good year off. Good deal. It's a good year vacation right there. Maybe permanent vacation. Good.
Yeah. Speaking of strokes, you still got that microphone?
Yes, I do. Got that. Ooh, it was on the wrong setting.
Toast.
Oh, yeah, I still got a megaphone. No kidding. Preemie Mimi says sea salt. What about sea salt? Sea salt's good. I like sea salt because it's like a sweet salt. I love sweet salt. Sea salt for cooking. I don't like using it as...
It's actually lower in sodium, they say, too.
Is it really?
Flavor.
Son of a bitch. Well, that's awesome. Good deal. I don't like to use it as a table salt, but I do like to use it in cooking.
Sea salt isn't just sodium chloride. It has other salts, like, you know, magnesium salts and calcium salts and other things to give it a salty flavor.
Asbestos salt.
And sodium.
That asbestos salt is what gets you, you know. I was talking
that's
to...
there, man. It's tasty on your burger.
I was talking to one of my coworkers. He's from Puerto Rico. And I was saying, hey, yeah, man, I'm going to be going to Puerto Rico in 2 months. I was like, I'm gonna eat the hell out of some really good food. And he's like, yeah, man, in Puerto Rico, they still use salt. We started laughing, and you're like, yeah, you got a point. Puerto Rico, they don't care. Like, well, yeah, what?
Bone, man.
Fuck that. You got tons of real salt out here, tons of real butter, and tons of real... The milk in Puerto Rico is so much better than the milk over here in the States, man. It just tastes creamier.
Oh, my God.
Something about that milk. I don't know what it is.
St. Croix, too, man. Island Dairy had the best milk in Manigone.
Oh, my God. The milk in like outside of the United States is so much better than it is in the United States. It's so bland here. It's like everything else in the United States as far as eating really goes. As far as white people go. No offense, Tuck. Milkman's half Asian.
Man, we need to call
him. I'm Puerto Rican.
Jim.
That's okay, Chris. Just fucking go ahead.
And give me that number for Jim, would you? Jimb.
Jim Noble.
Is Jimb around? Isn't that a Jerky Boys prank call about piss clams? Is that what it's called? Piss clams? I want to hear that now. Is Jimb around? Guys, we're taking a really shit show here because I'm telling you, my
Jim
back
Bobby.
Is killing me. I really don't know what that prank call is called. I don't really care to know. All right, Dino Man has a breaking news here, everybody. Breaking news. This is Dateline New York announcement. Password has changed. The new password is in the staff. There you go. Just see all you hosts making note of that.
What's up, baby?
One of those is a number, actually. Figure it out. I think one of the I's is a 1. So I'll just try a few combinations. Don't lock it out. It'll be an asshole, okay? Next prank call tonight's coming right up. Big thanks to Lonesome Loser for sending in prank calls. You're the man.
Get them down there.
Chung King Restaurant. The Chung King Restaurant is in Los Angeles, home of Milkman.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
I ain't gonna go down. And I ain't going out like that. I gotta get that song. I don't have that song. That's an awesome song.
Congratulations, whoever confirmed that call.
Lonesome Loser, congratulations. Gold star, triple gold star for Lonesome Loser leading the board tonight. Oh, they got four, actually. We'll let him take that fourth one. Good deal, Lonesome Loser.
Hey, sometimes we get some weak links. You know how it happens.
Sometimes there's some weak sauce. There's some weak chilies in the gumbo. It's all right, man. It happens. The gumbo still tastes good nonetheless in the end, man. It all mixes up in the tripe. UFO hotline.
That's right, man.
The UFO hotline. And we also got Juicy Chicks and Waffles. Hey, Juicy Chicks. We had fun with those people. Remember those? There's a Mexican guy that works here. It's actually called something else. But he just goes by. He's like, oh, yeah, sure, Juicy Chicks. What did he do? Did he get to a huge fight with me one night? Didn't we call him like three or four times? Mikey, that's true. This is the... Is that the UFO hotline that doesn't like Americans? That guy... There's an anti-American UFO guy that lives in Seattle or something. That guy's a prick ass.
Oh, yeah, that was him.
Maybe we'll call after this one.
Have a number for a quick reporting hotline.
You know what I need is I need the number for that kebab place that we call.
Call that one last
now,
week.
Please enter the number you wish to display. To use your normal voice.
This one is so much better than the other one.
Pick up the phone, motherfucker.
That's two for two.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
Wow, something is amiss. There is a funk in the air. I think Milkman is in need of closing his legs. Stop spreading your legs over there, Milkman. You're bringing in a stink.
I'm attracting bears, man.
Attracting bears. All right, let's try the UFO hotline. Let's see if this is the guy that hates America.
Old man.
Calling an old man, everybody. Old crazy fucker, man.
All right, this one's got to go down. Has to go down. Come on!
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
Okay, look at your detox. This is a link to Jim Nobles, the new Charlie Patton.
Jim Nobles, the new Charlie Patton.
Deborah Mansfield.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Debbie Mansfield also always comes
and
in.
And I'm going to look up Kebab for you again.
Kebab. Baz, that's Baz's number. We got it here. No, we don't. Baz, send me that number. That was your number, right? You're the kebab holder.
You talking about the one where...
Or was that Brandon Vegas? Guy? I don't know. No. I'm talking about something else. Oh, yeah. Is that the gay guy? Is that who we called over there? Yes, we did call the gay guy last... Well, look for the number. Remember, he gave us a number to the actual gay guy. He called several times on Friday looking for Reclude. He left several messages, I believe.
I sent it to you, but it's not coming up right now.
That guy left several calls for Reclude afterwards, actually. It's very funny.
You like Reclude, huh?
Oh, dude, he was all like, yes, I like.
He said he's got a number, even though he's a wanker and didn't bother to send it to me.
He's a gay.
It's called Jim Nobles.
He's gay and faggot. As the Iron
Jim
Sheik would say, rest in peace.
He's a very creepy guy.
I have to say a big what's up to everybody who is listening tonight. We have numbers. We have huge players in the game tonight listening.
Shitload,
oh, yes.
Are you already? Maven? Go
123. I refuse to recognize the 129. Mikey, change your number to 123 at once, please, to match my error from earlier. 123. You know, there was a king in Spain once, and he talked like a gay, and then he said that everyone had to talk like a gay just like he did. And now it's called Castilian. There we go. Thank you, Mikey. Good work, sir. Gold star for you. Oh, double gold star. Giving out those doubles, right, man. It's a 2-for-2 day here at Madhouse Radio, 98.6 The Mel.
98.6
The Mel. 2-for-2 gold stars all night tonight. We got a prank call request just coming in from Irwin. Irwin R. Scheister. Let's take a look at that here. On good old Gmail. Here we are. All right. Erwin sends in a number for Logan. 20 years old. Lives in Atlanta. Hotlanta.
Wolverine?
That's the one. Racist black people jokes, he recommends. And he says he hates smart asses. Well, let's do that. And then after that, we'll get to some Milkman numbers. And then we'll get to some Lonesome Loser numbers. Just a moment, ladies. Yeah. Oh, man. You know what I got over there? Milkman, you know what I got? It's a very low impact as far as carbs and calories is concerned. It's pickles. I've got some over there. I'm going to have some in a little bit over here. I'm going to eat myself some pickles. I'm going to put salt in the pickle.
That's cool. It's high in sodium, though.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm going to put salt on it, Milkman. I told you, I don't care. If I can't have the sugar, I'm going to eat the hell out of some salt. I'm going to become a salt-eating motherfucker. I'm going to eat pretzels every day. I'm going to eat pretzels for breakfast, like cereal, and instead of milk, I'm going to use gravy. Gravy and pretzels for breakfast,
did you ever,
folks.
Use that imaging program I sent you. I never did get a report on that.
No. No. Ah, Milkman, no, Milkman. You declined. Denied. Bass is sending a number for a Bigfoot reporting hotline also.
Hello?
Hey, big guy. What's going on?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Valente. Dude told me to give you a call, said that you were interested in some racist knock-knock jokes. Hello?
Who told you that?
Dude said to give you a call, tell you all about racist, that you know some good racist knock-knock jokes. You know any ethnic jokes?
No, I don't.
What do you say to a Puerto Rican in a three-piece suit?
What?
Will the defendant please rise?
Oh, who the hell is this?
This is Valente. Look, I have nothing to do. You know, you don't sound like a prick, so I'm just gonna let you go. You go have yourself a good night, buddy. All right. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here, man.
My back is fucking killing me, man. Jesus, I just want to lay down. Take another one of these pills. Is what I'm gonna do. My third one of the night.
Well, lay down. Get a cot. Lay down. Put a microphone up to your mouth.
Fall asleep on the air, yeah, sure. Yeah, I can't wait to do that. Let me pass that right on the air in front of all you people.
Yeah. You know, people done before.
I don't know what's going on with me, but for some, I don't know if this is.
Don't put any incense in your ash while you're laying on the floor, though, here, manito.
I've had this thing lately where when I sleep and I wake up in the morning and I've pulled my shirt up, you know, up to my chest. Like, I've just pulled my shirt up, and I keep doing it every morning. I wake up in the morning, and for some reason, while I sleep, I pull my shirt up to, like, right here. Like, I'll be laying in bed, and my belly's just hanging out. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing that?
Athena is attacking and performing duties upon you in your sleep.
No, it's not that. It's just something about the way I'm sleeping. Maybe it means I'm gay or something, you know? Stuff like that happens, you know? You could dream about, you know, running up the Washington Monument, shooting at the top of it, and it means you're gay. Who knows? Well, that's what Sigmund Freud would say. Sorry about the weak prank calls tonight. I got other stuff on my mind, like pain, you know, and no painkillers, which is a good thing. It's not bad to have no painkillers in a house because people get tempted, you know, to partake in them when you're not supposed to. Will Lortab do anything for pain, or will that just make you happy? What does Lortab do? Someone tell me about Lortab. I've got some Lortab here. Well, if it takes away pain, fuck, I'm going to take some because I got a pain. Let's take a look at Lortab. What's Lortab do?
Too, you know.
Well, Czar's here. Czar, you tell me. What does Lortab do? Can I take Lortab for pain? Not happy. It says pain, not happy, take some. It says it's for pain. Well, let's do it. It's a painkiller. Well, what the fuck am I waiting for? Hang on, folks. I'll be right back. I'm going to go take a painkiller. Let's take a break.
It's like a vitamin, man.
Well, if it is, that's what I need, because my back is killing me right now, all right? You guys want me to do a show? We'll do it. I'm doing drugs. When we come back, we have more prank calls to do. New numbers coming in from Lonesome Loser, including the Ayara Thai Cafe, Baja Fish Tacos. You know, I've never had a fish taco, as the British would say, a fish taco. Never had one before, but I heard good things. There's a taco place here in Orlando that's really mean. I think I might stop this weekend and pick myself up a fish taco. We got Baz's number here. We got Lonesome Loser confirming more numbers. And, of course, Czar has come in with a 24-hour breastfeeding helpline.
Again, after we called Jim Noble.
Yeah, we could do that. There's a 24-hour breastfeeding helpline, and it's 1-800-4-LA-LECHE.
Oh, hell yeah.
If you speak Spanish, you know what that meant.
We're going to do a special call.
That's right. We're going to call Jim, whatever, and the Stacy Black Girl. All right, folks. We'll be right back in a moment. We'll be right back in about 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Thank you very much. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. That's just rude.
Call is now being traced by AT&T Security and Call Tracing Network.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
You need to shut the fuck up.
Hello.
Hello, Wal Akbar, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, Wal Akbar, how are you? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, may I speak with Ardalan Muhammad, please?
Who's speaking?
This is Jack Valente. I'm on the line with G-Wiz. We're with the Coffee Enema Administration. We want to make sure that he administered his coffee enema on time this morning. Hello?
Hello?
Sir, did you take your coffee enema as you were ordered to this morning?
Sorry?
You're supposed to take your coffee enema this morning. Did you do that, sir?
No.
Well, you know how to do it. Should I give you instructions?
Who is it?
This is Jack Valente with G-Wiz. We're from the United States Coffee Enema Administration.
No, I have no order or anything.
Oh, well, if you don't do it, we're going to come down there and force you to take a hose in your ass with coffee in it, man.
No, I don't want it.
Why don't you want it in your anus?
No, I don't want it, sorry.
Is your asshole clear?
No.
Well, how do you know you don't have ass cancer or something like that, man?
Who is it? I don't know you.
You son of a bitch. If you don't do this, I'm going to have to put chemotherapy on the tip of my dick and fuck it in you and cure you of your cancer. Is that what you want?
Shut your mouth, you fucking mother.
You fuck you.
Oh, wait.
I'm
going to
hit you with my sandal.
Hold on a second, sir. Hold on a second, sir. Is this Kalama?
What?
Kalama? I have a question. Hold on. Let me get my questions. Do you have, in your, do you own a home, sir?
He's gone.
Excuse me, do you own a home, sir?
He's gone.
He's done?
He must be a renter.
About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yeah, he's a long-legged, pissed-off Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, I have a question. I know how long it takes to, like, boil in it. Like, for, like, hard-boiled eggs, it just really doesn't matter how long you cook them for. But for a soft-boiled egg, how long do you have to boil it for?
Who's this speaking?
Oh, this is G-Wiz. I'm sorry. I got your number out of some ad somewhere. You're the egg expert?
Where did you get this number from?
I think it was the Bushikaka.
I don't know.
Oh, no, wait, no, I'm sorry, it was the Bukkake Times.
I have no idea what that is.
Well, could you help me? You don't know what that is? Well, I don't know where I got your number from then, but maybe there was a misprint or something, but could you help me out? Do you know how long I have to cook a soft-boiled egg for?
No And where are you calling from?
Are you not an egg expert?
No, where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Manhattan.
Manhattan?
Yes.
Name? This is England you're calling.
England? Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you an English... You're an English bitch.
Look, it's 5:40 in the morning here, and I'm not a... whatever you called me.
So then you... So if it's 5:40, you should be ready for some eggs, so you could probably help me out.
No, I can't.
You can't help me out with my egg question. I'm craving soft-boiled eggs. I'd like to rub them on my chest, but the hard-boiled eggs just get all too crummy. You know what I mean?
Well, you silly like idiot. About 3 minutes, then.
You have? I can order for you.
Do you have a sister?
Do you want some? I can order for you.
Yeah, bring your sister over. Yes, please. Come, won't you come deliver your sister to my house?
Fucking, I can screw you up, man. Can you give your phone number right away? I can call 911 and screw you up, asshole. Motherfucker. Put the phone down.
No.
Don't laugh. I'm going to give your phone number to the 911 right now.
No, please don't tell. I'm going to get...
Screw you, fucking asshole.
Please don't tell.
Just hold on.
Please don't tell. No.
I'm going to rip your phone right now to 911, fucking asshole. Motherfucking...
You fucking bastard.
You mother truth.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com. Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
Yeah. Nigga one, guy. Word up. Look out for the cops, though.
Cash, fool.
Word up. 2 for 5s over here, baby. Word up. 2 for 5s. Niggas got garbage down the way. Word up.
Cash rules everything around me. Creamed it.
Yeah. Check this old fly shit out. Word up.
Cash rules everything around me. Creamed it. The money.
Here we go. Check this shit. Yo. Up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. At second hand, moves bounced on old man. So they removed the shallow.
All right, and I'm back. Good news. I already ruined my brand new Muhammad Ali shirt by getting oil on it. By getting chicken grease on it on accident. That was great. Oh, beautiful. What do you do? What do you do in that situation? I just put it in the cold water. I threw it right in the cold water wash. Immediately after it happened, I took it off, threw it in the wash, turned it on a short cold water.
I'll tell you what works really good, man, is that Clorox 2 works really good.
It's going to take
left oil.
I want to take the color out. Excuse me, would that take the color out of it, man?
Clorox 2.
Gotcha. Double the Clorox. Double the shirt ruining power.
Or less oil.
I took the pill. Then I realized it doesn't say Lortab. It's Lexapro. I have no idea what Lexapro is or what it does. So I'm kind of worried now. So, Czar, if you could tell me, because I just took one.
It's an antidepressant, dude.
What's that going to do to me? Am I going to be able to go to sleep tonight? Jonathan, you're on the air.
What's up, Carlito?
Jonathan, what does Lexapro do? You have any idea?
I don't know. I never take that shit.
I just took it on accident. I thought it was Lortab for my pain. It was Lexapro. I don't know what the fuck's going to do to me. Huh. Lexapro's for anxiety, so it's not going to do anything for my back, apparently. That's great. Beautiful. At least I won't be nervous about the back hurting me. It'll still hurt me, but I won't give a shit. I'll be like, yeah. Awesome, well, cool.
Hey, let's call Jim Noble.
What have you been up to?
Oh, Jonathan, man, my back is killing me. Got my eyes bothering me. Jonathan. Scratch my cornea a little bit. Sucks.
Damn.
Yeah, man, what have you been up to? I'm drinking water.
Just been working like crazy.
I'm thinking about going to the bathroom and throwing up, making myself throw up. I'm going to be upset. What do you know about getting oil, or like an oil stain out of a brand new t-shirt? What would you recommend? The cold water?
Yeah, I would try cold water.
Should I put detergent in there with it, or just the water?
The cold water and the detergent.
I didn't put detergent.
Oh.
I forgot to put the detergent in. Hang on, let me get the phone. I better go do that now before it starts. Let me grab the mobile phone here real quick. Give me a moment. All right, Jonathan, you there?
Yeah.
Cool, I'm going to take in a trip over here to my laundry room. All right, so you think it's just a lot of detergent? Is there anything I can spray on it or anything like that?
Not that I know of. It all depends what you have.
I don't have anything. Jesus Christ, this is loud. I've never heard this so loud before. Because there's like nothing in there except for one shirt. Alright, cool. Alright, Jonathan, it's all on you, man. This better work. Milkman's making a good point, though. He said less oil. Sounds like a good idea. Never would have thought about that, but I guess it's cleaning and it's an oil,
that's
so it'll probably
use,
grab
man.
The stain, right?
I use that on my refinery.
And wash it out with itself. That's probably what he was getting at.
Right out of him, man. I mean, like, heavy, heavy, nasty petroleum grease, man, from inside of vessels. It'll take it out.
Oh, yeah, it's just been a crazy way.
At all.
Especially when St. Patrick's Day was over it. I did go to a St. Patrick's Irish party.
Okay.
It was over at a family sport pub. I drank some good Irish beer.
That's awesome. Tell me, how was your St. Patrick's Day? When I figured that was St. Patrick's Day that night, before I went to sleep, I was like, oh, yeah, today was St. Patrick's Day. I was watching TV, and they were making light of it.
Oh, it was fun.
Drink?
I drank that night. I didn't drink during the day because I had to work.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't drink during the day. Only psychos do that. Well, yeah. I mean, all the big parades and stuff like that were on the weekend, I think, the weekend before. It already all happened. From what I understand, that's what I heard. I don't know if it's true. That's what I heard. Yeah. I'm eating pistachios. My favorite nut.
Oh. Yeah, I see you eating it on cam.
Got a pistachio shell. Wish you could eat shells, man. It'd be so much easier to eat nuts. I eat nuts all the time. Like sunflower seeds, I won't eat them because you got to shell them and all this stuff. And I know how like these people put in, like a whole bunch of them in your mouth and you get one at a time and shell it and spit it out. I can't do that. It's too much work. I love sunflower seeds. I will only buy them if they're already shelled. You know what I mean? Ready to go. A little salt, a little bit of roasting going on there. Do it for me. Forget that. That's too much work. I got nuts to eat. You know, I'd rather eat peanuts. A lot faster. Cashews. I'm a big fan of mixed nuts, Jonathan. I love buying the ones that you go to Walgreens, you get yourself the premium ones, the ones that don't have peanuts in them. Or just cashews, macadamias, almonds, etc., etc. Oh, good stuff, man. Gotta love it. Gotta love nuts, man.
Yeah, just to let you know, I might be going head up your way here in a few months.
Yeah? You're going to come back to Orlando? We should hang out, man. I think Dr. Lego said he's going to be in Orlando, too. Maybe you'll be here at the same time. I'm thinking it's sometime, I think it's next week, in the next week or two. Maybe Lego will be here next week. Who knows? I think he left the chat room already. If he was still in there. If he is still in there, let me know. No, he's gone, so we don't know. Oh, well. He might be here next week, if not maybe the week after that. Who knows? Looking forward to it.
I would like to meet Dr. Lego. I haven't met him in person yet.
Yeah, cool. Well, at least maybe we can meet each other in person.
Yeah.
All right, Grinch.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead out of here, and I'd like to say hello to everybody, and especially my buddy Lord Spoon out there that always checks in with me. Hope everybody has a great weekend.
All right, brother, man. Take it easy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Oh, man, so I took an anxiety pill. I never had anxiety pills before. I ain't really. I've always been the kind of like, yeah, if I have anxiety,
that's
I got
good,
it, but I ain't going to take
that. The best, though, man.
Wow.
Hey,
well,
man, what do you think? Let's call Jim Noble, speaking of anxiety.
Okay. I'll get that from G-Talk. I'll get the number. Zara says he can finally get a show my nuts for me. But he could. I don't take calls from Connecticut because you never know who it could be. A lot of AIDS out there, you know what I mean? Gotta watch out. Surgeon General's got a call in. Yeah, Surgeon General, you know the line here. Madhouse Radio on the air, go ahead.
Hi, Carly, you know, this is Mikey 129.
What's going on? Mikey, no, Mikey 123. What's going on, bro? I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know what
I have here in front of me, my great big book of stain removal.
Okay, so what do I do? Tell me.
Apply a laundry pre-soak. Let stand for several minutes.
Hmm.
Apply and then throw it into the water. Hot is safe for it. And hope it comes out.
Yeah, see, I don't want to put it in cold because it's a brand new t-shirt, and if I put it in hot water, I mean, if I don't put it in hot water, it's going to shrink. Or if I do put it in hot water, it'll shrink. Is that how it works? It's just a cold wash of your shirt, right? Yeah, because if you wash it with hot water, it shrinks. Yeah, it's too late for the pre-soak, too, if I would have known that. I don't have any of that spray. I used to have that little
hot water, right?
That Tide spray stuff, you know? You could spray it before. Through
that's
in the logic, it's
spray and wash.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, if it doesn't come out the first time around, then I'll buy the spray and wash and give it another try. Maybe the second time it'll come out. It'll suck. I just got the shirt today, man, and I'm eating chicken. Like I didn't even eat it. I was just moving it over to a plate, and then I said, wait a minute, I probably shouldn't be doing this with a brand new shirt. And I looked down and I already had a spot, and I was like, oh man, it sucks, because it kind of dropped from my hand onto the plate, so whatever. Bummer. What can you do, right?
Yeah.
How long have you been listening to the show? Me and Milkman were talking amongst ourselves. We were doing the Madhouse meeting.
I was a podcast listener. I was on Winamp one night, going around on that media playlist, and I was like, oh wow, this prank radio show. So I filled up my iPod of 20 gigs worth of podcasts, threw it in my car, and was listening to them ever since.
Holy crap, really? Okay. Hey, so do you use iTunes for your podcasting on your iPod? Is that what you use?
Yeah.
Alright, well, when is the most recent episode that shows up there? Because I have people telling me there's been nothing since December. I've got people that say it's working fine, that the dates are wrong, but I fixed the dates, but it's still an update for some people. What does it look like to you? Do you know? Does it show that there are no new shows? You're not sure?
No, I'm on a laptop. My Milkman right now, somewhere on the laptop. I can't go on iTunes, so I've been falling back a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, anybody who's listening, now, if you could report, let us know if you are a podcast subscriber or if you use iTunes, if you can subscribe to our podcast and let us know if you see all our shows for the year. You should have every single show from January coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are saying no, that the January and February shows are mixed in with 2008, like way deep inside of it. I don't see the problem, but tons and tons of people are telling me that that's what's happening. So I'm looking into getting iTunes for support to help me out with that, just in case. So if you get a chance, let me know. Follow up with me.
No problem.
All right, so you want to do a prank call or just calling to say what's up?
I'm just here to say what's up.
Awesome, bro. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Don't be a stranger, as I said to everybody.
I like to say hi to all my fans. All
right.
I don't have any, but Maven.
Well, you have a fan in Maven. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Share my mouth off.
All right. See you later. Bye bye now.
Yeah.
I keep leaving both mics on, and it makes the audio sound really bad when I'm talking.
Wow, baby.
Milkman, did you call Maven? Milkman over here keeps begging me for Maven. He's like, oh, I gotta call Maven, man. I gotta fix Maven's computer. I'm like, I'm not gonna give you somebody's phone number like that. I can't just do that. So I gave you the phone number to the rejection hotline. Did you try calling it? I guess you didn't, because you probably would have been mad at me.
Man.
You should have called it. Call it now when you get a chance. There's a rejection hotline out there, folks. I think it's like rejectionhotline.com or something. Google it. Hello.
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 Hey.
Hi. Who's this?
The Surgeon General.
The Surgeon General. What's going on, brother?
Not much. Hey, I want you guys to know that all standard experiments apply. Any medical advice you may receive from Madhouse Live and 98.6 The Mouth, is perhaps bogus. Your mileage may vary.
Right.
It's not held accountable for your stupidity.
We'll make the best effort we can. I got you, man. All right. So what can you tell me?
Of course. Well, I can tell you that the Lexapro you took here... later on down the road. Actually, first of all, where'd you get it from? Was it your prescription or someone else's?
It was someone else's prescription.
That's okay. You know what? The unlicensed pharmacists of America really do keep the underground running.
Yeah, they do. Someone's got to.
Yeah. That's what, actually, the Surgeon General's advice for this week is to wipe front to back. Not stress that enough.
All right.
Actually, what concerns me is that, you know, all the women bashing that this show does, and, I mean, you know, rightfully so, of course, yet you're all concerned about how you're going to do your laundry.
Yeah, well,
what is this?
I mean, you got to be in touch. You got to keep yourself clean, man. Maybe it's the Puerto Rican in me, but you know, I have five different types of colognes, and I know how to keep myself clean and looking nice. And I like to buy new shirts. I like to pop tags, man. Popping tags all the time.
It's better than popping the collars.
That's right. There you go.
All right. Look at this. I'm gonna let you go because I want to hear some more prank calls. All right.
All right. Should I be concerned about the Lexapro though?
Nah, just don't drink any alcohol for the rest of the night and take as directed on the bottle.
Don't drink any alcohol. Gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, man.
It's okay to diet, of course.
All right, man.
All right.
Thanks for calling. All right.
Yep. Bye.
All right. That is the Czar. Thank you for calling in, Czar. All right, we got to do prank calls here. Jim Noble, coming up next.
I should play this guy's voicemails that he's been leaving me. He's a fucking freak, asshole. I'm gonna tell him about it right now, some little bitch. We got a lot of numbers from the Lonesome Loser. Gotta get to them too, Milkmans. Don't forget that.
Alright, I sent you Deborah Mansfield too.
Hello?
Jimbo.
Bangers.
Yes, sir.
Why the hell do you keep calling me, leaving me like perverted, threatening messages all the time? I just went through my voicemail. You know how many voicemails I deleted from you that you left over in the last month or two?
To place a call, press 1. To listen to...
He's a chicken shit. You tell him I said he's a chicken shit milkman when you talk to him tomorrow, right?
Jim Bobby hung up awful quick.
Jim Bob's an asshole.
Oh, dude, you gotta call him right back, man.
To play all recordings, press 1. To play all recordings starting from a specific date, press 2.
His old woman was happy with you.
I guess. All right, cool. Let's continue. Moving on right along. Okay. Animate yourselves, folks. The
Deborah Mansfield.
I see that. Ayara Thai Cafe coming up next after that Baja Fish Tacos.
We're running into a problem here.
Ayara Thai Cafe.
Yes, hi. This is the Thai Cafe.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys still take seatings?
No, we close.
What time is your providings open?
We close about 8:30-ish.
When do you open up your providing?
11 o'clock.
How many providings do you offer at 11 o'clock? Breakfast or lunch or dinner? What? Hello?
11 o'clock.
Do you use coconuts there?
A what?
Do you use coconut milk there or coconuts? How do you, what
in
kind
some
of?
Some dishes.
Yeah. Is it coconut milk or coconut meat?
Coconut milk.
Oh, okay. Do you have any dishes that have that use the meat of the coconuts?
No.
No? No. Mm. Do you make your own coconut there or?
No.
You buy in the can?
Yes.
Do you have an option where you can get genuine coconut milk for a surcharge?
No. Uh-uh.
Well, sometimes you guys have it in the back somewhere, so.
No.
Come on.
We got a can.
Would you eat that food that you make there? Is that really traditional, or is it just like what for white people?
Of course.
Do you eat that when you go home? You cook the same stuff?
Of course.
The same exact stuff, right?
Yeah.
Why is it when I come in there sometimes, if I come in for a late lunch, you people are sitting around like making your own dinner or own lunch or make a big meal for all you people eat right in front of everybody, and all you do is you eat like some of the stuff, but you don't eat all the stuff. Like, you don't eat most of the stuff on the menu. I never catch you guys eating the bad stuff.
How can you catch us eat something?
I caught you eating one time. I went in, and it was late in the afternoon, and I caught some people that were working there. They were eating lunch. Uh-huh. On the and clock. On the clock. They're eating lunch on the clock. I think it's disgusting. I don't want to sit there watching
bladder.
Other people
well,
eating.
It's disgusting. Just don't come, okay?
This man...
Just call late and have a nice
shut
day.
Up. You're stupid. Ayara Thai Cafe, everybody. That's who that was. Yeah. We're giving him a second call. Because they got balls. She's trying to hang up in the background.
Stupid woman doesn't know how to hang up the phone. Zara mentioning that we degrade women here a lot. Are we really known for that? That's bad. That's horrible, you know? I got a wife coming soon, and I'm going to be someone's... hopefully I'll be a little girl's father one day, you know? Think about that. What do I want? Do I want a daughter first or a son first? I always say I want a son first, because then the older son could protect the daughter. I think my mom and Athena want a girl. I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. Or maybe we could have a milkman. I mean, it could be both.
In the chat room, man. There you go. Be a young Amish farmer.
Banana show. Good idea, Mikey. Let's ask for that.
Who says we degrade women here? Come on, man. We're the best friend to women on this station.
Right. We kisses, Maven. You're our buddies.
Are you at High Cafe?
Milkman, hey.
Ellie?
Do you guys do a banana show there? Come on. She's got to give it up, man. I want to see the banana show. Yes, hi. I'm calling about the banana show. All right, she'll come back in a second. Hang on. I think she's trying to trace our call. All right.
Seriously, I want to see a banana show one day. I heard about them, you know. I came out with the ones off the top of my head, and then we found out there's a real banana show. Banana. If you're wondering what the banana show is, a woman makes a banana disappear in front of a lot of people. Do the math. It comes back.
Awesome.
Sometimes she eats it. Sometimes she...
Banana
pushes it out. I heard that the famous one in Japan over there by the base over in Okinawa, that she will put the whole banana inside of her and then she'll cut it, she'll push it back out, but it'll be in pieces. Like she'll drop it in guys' mouths and stuff. Oh man, that's nasty. Nuna sent a number. Nuna says, "Give me attention. Call my number." Good. KJ Twin, St. Petersburg, Florida. Sounds good. Let's do it.
This shirt better come out brand new again, man. I'm going to be so pissed off at all of you for all your crappy suggestions. You guys going to come up with anything original?
I got one of a donkey show.
Well, no, I mean for the shirt, the t-shirt. Someone said cornstarch. Hey, what's going on? Can I speak with...
Who is this?
Is this K? Or can I speak with Big K?
Yes.
Hey, Kay. How do I get, like, an oil stain? I had a brand new t-shirt, and I didn't want it to, you know, I started eating chicken with it, and I dropped a small little speck, and it got on the shirt, like, right in the front. Like, what would you recommend?
What is this?
I threw it right in the cold water wash, but should I put something on it, like cornstarch or Lysol?
Who is this?
This is Valente. Jesus Christ. Would you just answer my question, please?
Excuse me, but I do not know you.
But I just need help, please. How do you get an oil stain? You're a woman. You obviously know how to clean the house and all that. You know how to clean dishes and clothes, right? Or are you lesbian?
Place a call. Press 1 to listen.
Just answer my question, old broad. Come on. We got a voicemail here coming in. Breaking news, everybody. A voicemail has been left on the Grand Central, one of the Grand Central lines. Let's go ahead and take a look at that, see what that might be. I'm going to go ahead and access that here. I'm presuming it's going to be from Jim Nobles. Oh, yeah, I wanted to mention. You want to know what's awesome here? With Grand Central now, because Google upgraded them this week, or since last week. It will actually transcribe.
Yeah, I still need an account.
Yeah, I will when they're available. I will. But listen, it automatically transcribes voicemail into text, So right here, it's telling me what the voicemail is, and I don't even have to play it to listen. It says, "What I done, my ass. Hey, buddy, my wife and back together. You want to talk to her? A call back." That's what it said. That's not bad. Let's see what it actually sounds like. Let's play a message here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's Google's awesome. Fucking crazy. Google's the fucking Leviathan. Jeez.
The new Charlie Fatton.
Yeah, let's see what it sounds like. Hang on.
You got a Twitter, though.
What a dumbass. Hey, buddy, my wife and I are back together. You want to talk to her? Call back.
Oh, they're back together, milkman. Did you know about that?
I don't believe it. No, so, I think it's a lie, dude.
So instead of "what a dumbass" is "what I done my ass," it came out as, "hey, buddy, my wife and back to you." So it's not 100% perfect, but it was a very low, like, he wasn't talking very loud anyway, so that's probably why I didn't do it 100%. But that's awesome, sure. Man. Like, you don't even have to listen to your voicemail. It'll transcribe it right there for you. It just transcribes it for you, milkman, okay? That's awesome, okay? Shut up.
Yeah, something's getting to my head here because I'm getting really tired really fast. And I think it's some goofy stuff. Didn't we call Irwin already? I think we might have called Irwin already.
Hello?
Hey, is this Irwin?
Yeah.
And did I call you already, bro? I think I already called you, man. Did I already call you and tell you what happened at work?
No.
Oh, man, it was crazy. It was a fight at work, and they fired, like, 3 people, man. Bro, you coming in tomorrow?
Hopefully.
I don't know. I think they're letting a lot of people go. Like, they let one person go because of layoff, and then they got into a fight, and then they fired the manager who laid them off.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. You might as well not even come in, man. They're firing people left and right today at work.
Wait, where do I work at again? I forgot.
You forgot, right? You forgot where you work at, you stupid shit? Hang up the fucking phone, you stupid asshole. Go fuck yourself, you stupid shit. Fucking prick.
Oh.
Go fuck you. Shut up, stupid kid. Stupid shithead.
What? Who is this?
This is your fucking mom. Go hang up the fucking phone. This is your real father is who it is. Go ask your mom how I taste. She'll tell you. Go ask her now. What? I'll let you know. Go ask your mom how I taste. Go ask her, please.
My mom's not here.
Well, when she gets there, you ask her how Valente tastes. She'll tell you. She'll give you a kiss.
My mom's dead.
She's dead? Well, no, she's not. She's here with me right now, actually. She's here with me.
What's her name?
Huh? We're not even on a name basis. I call her human.
Call her human?
Human! Human! You want to talk to her? Human! Human! Erwin.
What?
I'm going to hang up the phone now. Right, buddy? Have yourself a good night.
Get the megaphone out. Do the devil on the megaphone.
Mazel.
Fuck Erwin. Fuck him up his ass. Fucking prick, that kid. It's like half a fag. Your friend's a half a fag, Snipe.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
What do you want, Piggy?
Hello, is this the pill popping hour of Madhouse Radio?
Yeah, whatever, man. Whatever. What do you do? What did you do? With that girl that I told you? I told you to, you know, kick her to the curb. Is she gonna tell you what to do? She wants to change you to her? No.
Fuck that shit.
What is she? Does she have a problem with the way you eat too? I bet she does, right?
She has a problem with Syndicate too.
Oh God, see? No, forget it. Not for you. She's not the one. Get with Emmy Rose. You know, you and Emmy Rose, I think that'd be a nice little couple. She got a girl? Or she got a man? Or a girl?
Dude, that'd be a hot item, man.
Is she even in there? No.
No, I think you and Emmy Rose have something to look at. Yeah.
Man.
I don't know. She's quite fond of you, buddy. Anyway, what's going on with Comcast? Have they been bothering you lately about your internet service?
They have this fucking power booster thing in effect. That gave me like 10 to 12 meg service, but I was only paying for 6. Then they took it off, and it's all like slow now.
They gave you a little taste of it, and then they took it away from you, so you call back and get that power boost, right? Those little bastards, those sneaky fucks.
No, now I can only get 8. I'm pissed.
You're only getting 8? They probably filtered it, man.
Yeah, those fuckers.
Why is your radio up in the background? Isn't that the first rule of, you know, radio profession?
Like this? You know, radio profession.
Yeah, Rec Lou, that sounds great. Thanks, appreciate it. Hey, man, when are you going to come over here and fix this carpet? You got to get something to get this fucking gum that you mashed in here. Yes, you soiled it. Don't call it soil like it's something like that, like you're some kind of smart kid. Isn't that soil? You fucked it up. Yes, you did.
How did I fuck it up? What's on there?
You spilled candy. You spilled candy all over. Dude, you're lucky Athena cleaned the mess, because I was going to take a picture of it before I had to clean it. You left like 8 cans hanging out all over the place, and candy wrappers and food wrappers, McDonald's wrappers, I think. And then you mess up the floor over here. I took the picture of that. I got the picture of that. Man, you can't do that. If the candy falls from your mouth or from your hand when you're eating it, don't let it just fall on the ground and don't pick it up. You pick it up and throw it in the trash bin, man. You throw it in the trash can. There was a trash can right next to you. I put it there on purpose because I know you needed the trash. So what happened then? So what happened? It's close quarters. It's me, you, Zolar, and that Italian kid. And we get up and we start mashing around and moving around, and the candy gets ground into the fucking carpet, and there's black splotches in the carpet now, man. It sucks. No, that's not right, man.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny, sure, yeah. Funny, asshole. The son of a fucking asshole. It's funny. Stupid fuck. Fucking shit. Fucking ass. Welcome. Yes? It's funny.
Done.
I'm in a minute on the phone card. Fuck. And I get 4 minutes, but it's complicated, and I can't do it. It's too complicated to explain to you people, so don't expect me to get more phone calls. Next time.
Deborah, she's waiting for your Monica. Getting wet, thinking about that sweet potato pie between your legs.
By his brother.
Hello?
What's going on?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, what's going on, Joey?
Yeah?
Hey, man.
What's going on?
You know what?
What?
I heard that Green Day sucks a big, fat, hairy dick, man.
What the fuck?
They do. They suck balls. They suck baloney balls.
Dude, are you on crack or something?
They're the worst band. They think they're punk.
Green Day is punk, you dumbass.
If they're punk, then, like, Limp Bizkit is, like, hard, like, rock, man.
Well, that's different. Limp Bizkit sucks generally. Fred Durst is a fucking loser. Green Day's better.
No, Green Day is just the same. That Billy Joel guy, he wears makeup. He's effeminate. He's anti-American. He's pro-socialist.
What the fuck, dude? He's not anti-American.
Yeah, he is, and he's a bisexual.
Well,
he's not bisexual. What the hell is up with you?
There's proof of that in the magazine.
What magazine?
Stalker magazine.
Stalker magazine.
Vogue magazine.
Stalker magazine.
Elle magazine.
I never heard of Billy Joel Armstrong in a fucking stalker magazine, dude.
Stalker magazine. It's like for stock racing.
Oh.
Expose.
Right, okay.
He came out on the field, and he has a relationship. You know who the Rainbow Warrior is, right?
With the Rainbow Warrior?
Rainbow Warrior, man, from NASCAR. He has a secret relationship with
him. Oh, Jeff Gordon?
Yes.
Oh, that fag. Well, everybody knew he's gay.
They're caught on tape kissing, holding hands, and they had a 15-minute warm hug, man.
What the fuck?
All you people get out of here. That's it. I'm done. I'm done for the night. Get out of here.
Hey, call Devin before we attack.
I hope you enjoyed what you did to me. I hope you enjoyed what happened.
Or Jim.
He's not gay.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking team of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.